Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Uncle Nick. It's Matthew. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. It's good to hear from you. How are things with you?
Yes, everything's fine. How's Auntie Danielle?
Oh, she's very well, thank you. She's in the kitchen at the moment making bread.
Ooh, very nice. Any chance of you sending me some?
Oh, you wish. It will be gone in a minute. It comes out of the oven. So come on, tell me, how did the interviews go?
Oh, they went very well.
So who did you decide on in the end, or shall I guess?
You can guess if you want.
Well, I imagine it wasn't the chap from Portsmouth, because you said you had reservations about him from the start.
Yeah, that's right. He was a very nice guy and all that, but he didn't seem very confident.
Okay, so what about the lady who was recommended?
Yeah, well, she seemed quite good, but she didn't want to work at weekends.
Oh, for goodness sake, why work in a shop then? All right, so it must be one of the other two.
Yes. So, who do you think got the job?
Oh, go on then, tell me.
Uncle, I'm going to offer the job to Mike.
Ah, that's good. But are you sure?
Yes, I am.
And why is that?
Because he said he used to love working here and he seemed confident. And, what's the word? Determined. He seemed determined in making Patterson's a success.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I liked him. And if I've got to work with him, I think that's pretty important.
Oh, I agree. So what about his history?
Well, I obviously didn't mention that, and as we said, that's irrelevant now. Something I did like about him was that he was very keen on maintaining a happy working team. He really wanted the best for everyone. So, in my opinion, he was by far the best person for the job.
And do you feel you can trust him?
Yes, I do.
Good. I'm pleased to hear it. Well, we agreed that we were prepared to give him a second chance, didn't we?
Yep.
Okay. So, let's offer him the job.
Great. I'll contact him later and tell him.
Oh, that is a relief. I'm so pleased we found someone. So, Matthew, without prying, are you happy?
Oh, me? Yes. Yeah, I'm okay.
I mean, with continuing Patterson's.
Yes, I'm enjoying it.
But what if something else comes up? In a theatre, I mean.
Well, to be honest, I'm not really looking for anything.
Ah, so you're all right to stay on for a while?
Yes, I've got no plans to leave at the moment, and if I do decide to go back into directing, then you'll be the first to know.
Oh, good. Oh, I do hope I haven't tempted fate by having this conversation.
What do you mean?
Well, now that we've spoken about it, I hope no one, well, say tomorrow, phones you up and asks them to join them in Manchester or somewhere like that to direct a show.
Oh, I don't think that will happen. And anyway, as I said, I'm quite happy to stay on the island for now.
Well, at least with Mike joining us, it should take a bit of pressure off you.
Yeah, it will. And I'll look forward to working with him. Should be good.
Okay, well, I hope we've made the right decision.
Yeah, I'm sure we have.
And, how is Megan?
Well, from what I gather, she's still in a bad way.
Oh, dear. And what about Michael Roseberry? Is he any better?
You know, I think he is, but not well enough to return to work yet.
I see. Oh, well, let's hope everything works out okay with Mike. You will let me know how things go, won't you?
Oh, yeah, of course I will.
Oh, right. Well, good luck with it all, then. And, Matthew, if there are any problems, you will let me know immediately, won't you?
Yeah, of course I will. Don't worry.
So, Mike, if you're offered the job, will you take it?
Yeah, of course I will. I need the money, if nothing else. I mean, the business isn't doing that well at the moment.
I wonder why that is. You were so busy to start with.
I know. But then, I suppose, a lot of small businesses started up after lockdown. So I reckon this had to happen. Because we all can't be busy all the time, can we?
No.
But yeah, I was hoping it would pick up again. But then, if I get this, it'll be fine. I must admit, it'd be nice to have a regular income coming in every week.
So, will you be able to manage to do both jobs?
I'm not sure, but I'd like to. I mean, I could do evenings or stick to emergency call-outs. I was thinking that might be possible.
Yeah, you could. Be tiring, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but remember, the job isn't permanent. It's only to cover for Megan while she's off.
Oh, yes. That's a shame.
Yeah, well, at least it's something.
OK. Well, I hope you get it. I'll be surprised, but very pleased.
I'll be amazed. But as I said, Matthew couldn't have been nicer. There was no reference to why I left the shop. The only thing he asked me was why I like working at Patterson's, and that was easy to answer.
Well, let's hope he offers you the job then.
Yeah, I hope so too, because I really do want it. I'm determined to make a success of it. But will they be prepared to give me a second chance?
Oh well, fingers crossed. I hope they phone you and let you know either way. I hate it when they don't phone at all.
Right, I must go.
Okay. Has Mike phoned you yet?
No.
Oh, I wonder if he'll get it.
I don't know. I hope so, for his sake.
And what about you? How do you feel?
Yes, I suppose it won't be that bad having to work together.
Well, at least he'll be on good money.
Well, it'd be better than what he's got coming in now. And it will do him good.
Pity, though, that when Megan gets back, he'll lose his job.
Oh, Kathy, I can always depend on you to say the right thing, can't I? OK, Tina, I'm off for lunch now.
Have you got something nice?
Oh, only the normal. A sarnie and a piece of fruit.
OK, well, take your time. It's not as if I'm run off my feet. Look at the place. It's almost empty.
Well, I'll be back at the normal time.
OK, well, it's up to you.
Tina, did you manage to get all of those covers priced and put out?
That's all done.
Oh, good. Now, there is another job I'd like you to do, if that's OK.
Absolutely. And what is it?
Well, I need some deliveries checked, so when Penny comes back from lunch, can you come to my office, please?
Yes, of course I can.
Oh, great. I thought it'd be good for you to get some real practical experience, you know. I take it you're still doing your course?
I am, and it's going well.
So, when do you finish?
Oh, not for ages yet.
Oh. Oh, OK. So can I ask, when you qualify, will you be looking for a job elsewhere straight away?
No. I'm not going to leave here.
Oh. Oh, forgive me. I thought you'd be looking for a managerial role.
Oh, yes, I will. But I'm hoping to get one here.
I see. But you know they don't come up very often, do they?
No. But it's happened with Megan being off, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's only for cover.
Oh, no. She won't be back.
Well, we don't know that for sure, do we?
No. I don't think she'll return.
Why do you say that?
I don't think she was really happy here in the first place.
Really? Well, I hope she comes back.
Oh, so do I. So, can I ask you then, who is going to cover for Megan?
Sorry, Tina, but I can't tell you that right now. But I will be sending out a text to everyone later on today saying who got the job.
I see.
Tina, I really can't say at the moment.
Oh, well. I reckon it'll be that very presentable guy. You know the one who wore the blue suit.
Well, you'll just have to find out this afternoon when everyone else does.
Look, Jim, if you hear of anything, text me, OK?
Yes, and vice versa, all right?
Yeah, OK. But my phone's in my locker. Have you got yours with you?
Yeah, but don't tell anyone.
Oh, I wonder who'll get it.
I don't know, but I hope Mike does.
Oh, so do I. Right, I'd better get back.
How is she today?
Do you mean Tina?
Yeah.
Oh, she's all right.
Oh, good. I thought she might feel a bit put out with not being offered the job.
Well, she didn't apply for it.
I know, but knowing Tina, she probably thought she didn't need to.
Oh, yeah. Well, she seems fine. Well, she does at the moment.
Penny, where's Tina?
She's in with Matthew sorting something out. I don't really know what they're doing.
Oh, well. Mike's just got the job. He's just texted me.
Oh, wow. That's fabulous.
Yeah. So I think we should all go out tonight to celebrate.
Oh, definitely. So who should we ask?
Well, obviously Mike. And he'll probably want to ask Connie. which is fine. And Kathy, of course. And I thought I'd ask Matthew and possibly James. What do you think?
Yeah, that all sounds good to me. Oh, I'm so pleased for him. So have you spoken to him yet?
No, I just sent a text.
Oh, OK.
Well, let's say 7 in the Fox.
Yeah, that would be great. And if I get him in, I'll sneak out and phone him. But I obviously can't until Tina gets back.
Well, remember, she doesn't know yet. And she won't be very pleased.
Oh, who cares what she thinks? Ah, tell me, Jim. What did you say to her to make her keep her big mouth shut?
Penny, I can't say now. I'll tell you later.
Oh, you always say that.
Penny, the text has gone out. Mike's got the job. I thought you'd want to know.
Oh, thanks, James. Oh, thank you so much for letting me know.
No problem. I'll see you later.
Ah, Tina, you're back.
Yes.
So, how did it go?
What?
Well, whatever you were doing with Matthew.
I was only ticking off an order. He could have done that himself.
Well, it was nice that he asked you to do something different. He wouldn't have asked me to do that.
Penny, a chipmunk could have done it.
Okay.
So, have you heard who's got the job?
Yes, Mike's got it, and I'm so pleased.
I think it's ridiculous. Of all the people to choose, I know he's your boyfriend and all that, but he'll be hopeless.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will. I bet you he'll only last a week.
A week?
Yeah. We all know what Mike is like. He won't be able to take the pressure.
He will.
Well, we'll see, shall we?
Well, Matthew obviously thinks he's the best person for the job.
Well, all I can say then is the rest of the candidates must have been awful.
Tina, let's give the poor guy a chance, shall we, and see how it goes.
Look, he can either do the job or he can't. And I don't think he can. Look what happened last time.
Well, I think you're wrong. He'll be great. And he's dead keen.
Good choice of words, Penny. And he probably is keen at the moment. But give him a day or two. He'll leave. You just wait and see.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.